Local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. President Donald Trump is now pressuring Tennessee Republicans to redraw the state's congressional maps to eliminate its remaining Democratic seat in the U.S. House. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports some Republicans are hesitant.
As of this week, Memphis and its majority black voting bloc is no longer protected from gerrymandering. But that Supreme Court decision may have come too late to impact the city's lone Democratic seat for the midterms. Republican Senate Speaker Randy McNally says the timeline might not work out since the ballot has already been set. And with the majority of state lawmakers up for re-election, most legislators want to spend time campaigning in their own districts. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee would have to call a special session to consider new maps. On social media, President Trump said Lee was on board, but the governor has not yet committed. Proposed maps would split the city of Memphis into different GOP strongholds, similar to how Nashville lost its Democratic seat in 2022. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
The largest publicly traded company in Nashville is laying off workers. HCA confirmed to the Nashville Business Journal that it's letting a, quote, small portion of its U.S.-based workforce go. However, two sources tell the publication that the cuts were significant. The total number of layoffs is not yet publicly available. Meanwhile, a car parts company in Chattanooga is set to lay off more than 150 workers. Times Free Press reports Yefeng International Automotive Technology has supplied dashboards and door panels to Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant for years. The layoffs will take place by the end of June. The news comes on the heels of another Volkswagen supplier in Tennessee, car seat maker Adient, saying it would let go of more than 200 workers in Athens. Another auto sector layoff happened in March when replacement part maker First Brands let more than 300 workers go in Fayetteville. The Tennessee Highway Patrol was doing an about-face on breathalyzers. The state law enforcement agency historically has not used the devices in field sobriety tests. But recently, WSMV reports the THP was found to have arrested nearly 200 people for DUIs who later tested negative for drugs and alcohol. Now the outlet reports THP has started the approval process to equip officers with breathalyzers. But don't expect them immediately. A spokesperson says the devices have not yet been ordered. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.